Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So last time we had Nicole Richie on the show, this went down.
Before we let you go, Nicole, I'm kind of like you. We have something in common. I have a black daddy, and I was wondering after watching you on television, how come you're not black?
Okay.
Oh.
Not one of my proudest moments.
She was not feeling that.
So that took.
If you bring that up today, Al.
It's a very legitimate question.
It took us about 10 years to get her back on the show.
It was a very legitimate
question.
Don't
bring it up.
Yeah.
Don't remind her.
Nicole Richie is going to join our show in about 20 minutes. And Al, if you bring that question up.
I'll just do it. I'll.
Don't do it. Don't even like entertain. You shouldn't have even played that clip to remind him. He forgot.
I know. I want to remind him, so just in case he thinks of doing it again of how it went down.
All right, as far as you know, I won't ask.
Nicole Richie hung up on her show because of a dumb question Al asked a few years ago. First world problem. Yeah, this is a time where you get to vent about the little things that go wrong in life.
Yeah,
it's okay. You know,
I finally decided to pick up all of the shoes around my apartment so that my dog wouldn't chew them and put them in the proper place in the closet on the little shoe shelf.
Yeah.
I ran out of room on my shoe shelves for my shoes. First world problem.
Oh, no, Al. I'm so sorry that went down for you.
As long as I keep them sprinkled around the house, there's no problem.
You know what's been going on with my phone? I'm trying to watch videos and I flip the screen so that it gives me the big screen.
Uh-huh.
My phone won't flip it anymore.
Oh,
I gotta watch it all tiny.
There's an unlock button. Somebody showed me. I had the same thing happen.
No, I have it unlocked. I showed you that, Kelly.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, I was the one that showed you that. First world problem.
iPhone has an iPhone 5 problem.
Yeah, I need to get the 6, I guess.
Well, I have the 6, and my nails are so long, I'm accidentally liking photos on Instagram.
Hashtag first world problem right there, Jenna.
First world problem.
I don't know how you're gonna get through.
Kelly, what's going on at the Kelly Raspberry Estate?
Well, I'm thinking about canceling my spray tan appointment today because it's too cold to go with bare legs.
Call us with your first world problems. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This one's from Facebook. Nice. Carrie wrote, I can't get the champagne glass to balance on my butt. Hashtag first world problem.
Right.
That's more of a Kardashian problem.
Joey says, my hotel doesn't have complimentary Wi-Fi. Oh, first world problem.
Hey, having to check my voicemail because somebody didn't just text me.
Oh. Monica, my jumbo toilet paper roll is too big for the toilet paper holder.
Karen said, I left my rechargeable toothbrush at our family's lake house. I have to use a manual toothbrush until we go back to the lake in 3 weeks.
Oh, how are you going to make it?
I don't know. Oh, how about this one? I feel you on this one, Lindsay. I can't show adorable videos of my babies because there's not enough storage left on my iPhone.
I feel that. I got to do something about that.
First world problem.
Brianne says, my countertop Keurig coffee maker took 30 seconds to make, but 15 minutes to cool down to a drinkable temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
piece
first
of ice.
World problem.
Go to the phones.
Yeah, let's do it. We're doing your first world problems. Rare, how's life going?
It's not so good here in the first world. Having some back issues, and I probably might miss work today.
Yeah.
Apparently, I keep too many cards and cash in my wallet. It's really been, like, causing some problems.
Throwing your spine off the line.
It is. I feel you,
it's
Rare.
It's an actual problem.
That's a scientific fact right there.
Yeah, they say if you put too much cash in the wallet and you sit down, it throws you off balance.
Yep.
Rare, I'm sorry you have too much money, man.
Oh, my God.
Go a little this way, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Christy, welcome to First World Problems.
Yes, we just bought a house with a gorgeous pool, and with my husband's new truck in the budget, we can't afford a sexy pool boy, so I have to go out in this cold weather to clean my own pool.
Oh, how are you going to pull a
sexy
girl?
Pool boy? That's like one of your rights in the Constitution, isn't it?
I think so.
I know.
We all have the right to a sexy pool.
JC should come clean my pool for free.
He should.
JC?
Wow. I'll get your number. I might do it.
You,
if I get
calling you sexy.
Yeah, I'm gonna get her number just in case.
Mandy says she's used her black card so many times that she can't see the security, the 3-digit security code on the back.
Oh. Oh. Oh, how do people go on in life?
I know.
I feel you on this one right here. Bridget, your TV's causing some problems, huh?
Yes, my TV is so big, I can't decorate my mantle for Christmas.
That's funny. That's funny. Oh, poor you.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas, Katie writes, the house we just bought doesn't have enough tall ceilings to accommodate my 12-foot Christmas tree.
Oh, no.
First world problem.
12 foot.
Christmas decorations, period, are first world issues.
Yeah. Aaron, how's your first world problem going?
Well, my iPhone 6 Plus is actually too big to fit in my Vera Bradley wristlet.
Yeah, that thing's a little computer.
Yeah.
Wow. They do need to make wristlets a tad bit bigger.
Now I have to go get a whole new wristlet.
Not a new wristlet.
That's a legit complaint.
What do they call it? Clutches.
No.
It's different.
You clutch it in your hand. It's a wristlet with a little strap around your wrist.
That's just because it's clutch with the outfit.
Kind of describe what a wristlet was right there. I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Yeah. Jenna, how are you ever going to get through life with this going on in it? Go ahead.
Yes. You see, my battery in my car keys has died, and so I can't start my remote start. So every time I get in my car, it's cold.
You know, that's a big problem.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I tried because I have this truck, this Ford, and I couldn't get the remote thing to start the car last night. It was cold. I wanted the heater to be on when I got to the car.
You and Jenna have something
exactly
in common right
what
there.
She just said happened
Thank
to
you.
Her.
Thank
I
you
know.
For repeating
Almost
that out.
Verbatim.
I mean, know.
Is that exactly what you said, Jenna? I'm not sure.
That's exactly what she said.
That is exactly what I said.
You know
I'm
what?
Sorry.
I'm so glad you too. Repeated
Hold on.
It exactly, Al.
Hold on.
It happened exactly to me, too. The same
might be different. Might be different. Jenna, do you have a Ford truck?
No.
Oh, all right, there you go. It's different.
See, that's what
Thank
made
you,
it.
Thank you, Al, for adding flavor and commentary where it was definitely and obviously needed.
Well, you know, the heat.
First world problems going on right here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Anthony, my man, what's going on?
My wife and I are buying a house, and there are just too many TV and internet options to choose from.
Go with Charter. Yeah. Go with Charter.
What are you going to pick? You know, get satellite?
One that gives you the biggest gift card. That's what I got.
Oh, if you can get them to get you like HBO for like 3 months.
Yeah, whoever gives you free premium.
And maybe the NFL ticket. Then you got yourself a deal.
I chose the one that gave me the $400 Visa gift card when I signed up.
Of course you did.
$400 in my pocket. Seriously, right?
Uh-oh. This is first world problems. Lindsay, how are you going to eat?
I do not know. I hate it when there's so much food in my fridge that I can't reach the stuff in the back. So annoying.
Yeah. You got one of them tall fridges,
you
huh?
You know what I hate? When there's so much food in my refrigerator, I can't reach the stuff in the back.
Oh,
Lindsay's
not
going to
get it.
I
hate
Lindsay gets it.
Lindsay gets it.
Kelly's
making fun of Ford
truck? You have a Ford truck?
Yeah.
Wait, do you have a Maytag refrigerator?
Oh, I let her go already, but I'm sure she does it. Sonia, your husband ruined your life, huh?
Yes, he did. Okay, so you know how, like, when you have a BMW, your profiles are loaded on your key fob?
No, I didn't know.
He was getting my car ready for me in the garage this morning, and then when I left to take my girls to school, all of his profile settings were loaded. His favorite stations, his seat adjustment, first world problem.
None of
That's
your radio
cool
stations.
That's a feature, though.
Yeah, I know.
You can't have multiple users.
I can't. He has his own remote. I have my own remote. So when he was in the car getting it ready for me, I'm like, great. Then I got in, and my radio station weren't even loaded.
Oh! So you had to find us manually?
I had to find you guys manually. It was physically horrible.
Why aren't we one of your husband's radio stations?
Yeah, well, what's his deal?
Excellent question. I'm going to have to deal with him when I get home.
You got to divorce him.
I hate your husband.
Right.
It's over.
Thank you, Sonia. Uh-oh. Let's go with Brock. Brock! What kind of first world problem are you dealing with?
Well, good morning. My first world problem is at my brewery, when I run out of water and soft drinks, the only thing I have left to drink is beer.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Dude.
Yeah.
That rough
like,
stuff.
Why get a brewery if you can't drink water?
Right? What brewery?
It's true. It's true. It's one of the major food groups. I got to abide by nature.
Yeah.
What's the name of your beer, dog? I might want to try it.
Well, thank you very much. It's right down in Myrtle Beach. Yeah. From Miss Kelly Raspberry's old stomping ground.
Right.
Why don't you call it Shiner Brock?
Huh? That's a good suggestion. I'll think about it.
Yeah, you should, Brock.
Don't think about that one.
Don't
think about
it.
I don't
How
think.
How about Brock Light?
Yeah. Can you make a red raspberry ale, Brock?
Make a Brock Moon.
How about Brock Weiser?
We do.
See?
Raspberry wheat. Kelly Raspberry wheat.
Uh-huh. You want to make a Mexican J.C. Rona? That's
I'm sure
too far.
We can come up with something. A little spice beer.
Yeah. Maybe
spice
we'd
beer.
Have to build it up to match those apps, though, huh?
I'm going to get Brock's number. I'm going to get in his beer club.
You want a Mexican beer from Myrtle Beach?
We can get Big Al's Big Fat Stout.
You can't listen to Long Mexican.
We're getting Brock's number. He's got beer, and we like beer. Well, at least I do. James, what's going on, buddy?
Man, we're taking my son to a soccer tournament this weekend, and we had to book a hotel without a hot tub.
Oh!
Gross.
Dude, why go?
That's what I'm telling him. I'm going to crush his dreams and say, you know what? Trips off.
Yeah, buddy. Little buddy, we can't get a hot tub.
No soccer for
no
you.
No tournament
yeah.
for you,
when
sir.
When I look up at the amenities of a hotel and if it has a hot tub, I move on to the next one.
Yeah. Oh this one right here. Carmen, I feel for you.
Yes?
What's going on?
My Mercedes only has 2 cup holders, and I have a coffee, an ice water, and a tea, and I cannot feed the 3 of them, so I have to hold one between my legs. And I have an hour commute.
That's a long, ooh.
Oh, no.
I love you.
You're going to have to get closed lid water.
Because it sucks when you put it in between your legs, and then you forget, and then you stand up, and it falls over.
You don't want the hot between your legs.
Yes,
oh,
with the cold. Yes,
Carmen.
Yeah, with the bumps and everything, it's just awful.
Be careful.
It's to make a car with an extra cup holder for
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be careful out there, okay, Carmen? It's hard.
It's hard with all your liquids.
Hard with your liquids.
Hard out there for me.
I'll take Casey's real quick. Casey, what's going on?
Yes, my husband bought me a new washer and dryer mm-hmm. that's stackable, and I am too short to load the dryer.
That's ideal, though. Then he has to.
Yeah. Thanks, Carmen. I mean, that was Casey. First World Problems, keep them going on our Facebook page.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We actually gave a trip away to VH1's You Outta Know Live in Concert. That's where they picked, like, the 12 best up-and-coming artists of the year. Like, Sam Smith is going to be there, Tove Lo, A Great Big World, Aloe Black, American Authors. They're all going to be there. And hosting tonight, which you can watch on VH1 Live, is Nicole Richie. And she's joining us on the phone right now. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole Richie. This is the first question I have to ask you.
Okay.
Because I want to picture what you look like right now. I want to know what color your hair is.
My hair is blue. Somebody said I like your green hair color today, so maybe it turned green. I've lost my ability to see what color my hair is at this point.
You have always taken such risks with your hair color. You have so much fun with it. We were looking at this article that said gray hair is now in, and you did gray hair like 4 seasons ago.
You were on that.
Well, that was just a one-time thing when I spray-painted it white for the Met Ball. You know, I've actually only purposely colored my hair twice, lavender and then blue. But the thing about coloring your hair like this is it just changes every time you do it. You have to just, like, go with the flow. And every time you wash it, it turns a different color. So I actually haven't changed it as much as it appears.
Okay. Well, I wish I had your nerve.
There you go.
I'm stuck with red until I'm dead.
So, I would love red.
Try it.
So how are you feeling before the concert, Nicole? Because you're hosting, and that's a pretty big deal. Do you ever get nervous? Because you seem like you're never nervous.
That's a big compliment. And, yes, I definitely am most of the time nervous. But, you know, for me, it's just important to go out there and have fun. We're all in this together. So, you know, I think that's pretty much the goal. We're just going to go out and have fun and laugh, hopefully, and then listen to good music
because
also.
Literally, what's the worst thing that could happen? I mean, really, what is the
fall,
worst thing?
My face, everybody could laugh.
Right.
I could pee in my pants.
Yeah, yeah right.
Wardrobe malfunction. Yeah. But that actually might help. You never know.
It's a great list of acts that are going to be performing. These are like 12 acts. So I went on the website to vote for my favorite artist. And so one is represented for each month of the year. So these are the biggest new acts from the past 12 months.
Mm-hmm. They are, yes. And there's a great lineup. We've got Sam Smith and Tovlo, just some really cool people.
Well, that's at VH1's You Oughta Know concert, which is on tonight. And we're speaking to the host of the show, Nicole Richie. Now, Nicole, I love the show Candidly, Nicole. I'm so happy to hear it's coming back to VH1 soon. But before we get those new episodes, we can watch webisodes on AOL, right?
Yeah, so the show started out as a web series, actually, and then it got picked up by VH1, so I did the show this summer, and then the web series still exists, so that's out now, and then I start filming the TV version of it next year.
My thing is trying to figure out who's in on the joke and who isn't. Mm. That's the fun part.
Well, you have to assume that everyone's kind of in on it, right?
Right.
Yeah, I assume it, but it's like, I don't know how much of this is already prepared, how much are you just flying by the seat of your pants?
Well, the whole experience is really about discovering and about learning. And so, you know, I mean, as far as knowing what we're going to talk about or knowing what we're going to learn about, that's all, of course, planned because that's what the show is. I mean, where the show is based off of my Twitter feed, and I go in and see what other people are gravitating towards as far as what I've tweeted about. And then we go and talk about those exact topics, you know, or I go and you know, let's say I learn about bees or learn about composting, which is in the web series this season.
Nicole, what did you learn about composting?
Yeah, right?
Well, first of all, it's very important. I now have two worm farms. I learned about worm composting in the show, but I do composting from my chickens and through worms. So I now do it in three different ways in my house because I have two different worm farms, and then I do it through my chickens as well.
Wow,
so what
legit.
I do is I give all of my organic fruits and vegetables, greens, newspaper to the worms, and then they poop it out, makes a liquid, and then I pour it right back into my edible garden, and it's great. And
wow.
It's all, you know, part of the circle of life. It's awesome.
You know, the apartment complex.
I'm saving my waste.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. The apartment complex next to where I have a business, they had compost down on the ground for their flower bed and whatnot. And so my dog pooped in it. And the lady came out. She goes, "You going to pick that up?" I'm like, "It's compost.
Yeah.
It's
no,
poop.
Dog poop is not acceptable.
It's poop.
We accept
poop.
Worm and chicken poop only."
You need to learn.
Oh, wow.
So you're saying that people
dog
that
poop is unacceptable.
You're saying that people who tweet you influence the subject matter you address on Candidly, Nicole.
Well, the way that I treat my Twitter is to kind of make fun of myself for not always being caught up on, you know, the latest and newest whatever, you know, like everyone was doing gel nails. And I was like, are we all just doing it? Are we asking what is it bad for you? Is it good for you? You know what I mean? Just questions that we all should know. They're important living this life.
Is it, Nicole?
And then,
because I have them on right now and I don't even consider if
know?
It's bad. No, I don't know. Now I'm asking. I want to know.
That's what I'm saying.
You ought to know.
You have to watch.
You ought to know.
You ought to know.
Just like the theme of the night.
That's right.
You ought to know.
I do know that when my nails are like Rihanna length, that I can't do anything.
That is an issue. I tried putting on those fake nails one time. I couldn't pick anything up off the counter. Going to the bathroom was a nightmare.
But I look so feminine.
Right.
Yeah, you have to get used to it. You have to choose. Do you want to be cute or do you want to do things? Because we can't have both.
I want to be cute and do things, Nicole. Dang it.
Hashtag that. Cute and doing things.
We're speaking to Nicole Richie, who's hosting the You Oughta Know concert on VH1 tonight, featuring Sam Smith, Tove Lo, and many more. And apparently, Nicole, you can get involved in the concert by using the hashtag YOKConcert.
Yeah, so you basically go online and you go and you vote, and then you hashtag YOK. And then you're involved in the show.
Is there any chance that you'll get out there and sing with maybe a Great Big World?
You know what?
We're
making fun now, but just wait. There might be a little surprise.
No, I'm not
there
making fun.
Might be a little surprise.
Oh.
I'm very talented.
You tease. So.
You are very talented.
All right, so let's see. The You Oughta Know concert's tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time. Go on to VH1.com right now. They have the top three artists they've narrowed down, and you can help pick the artist of the year with your votes.
Exactly.
So do that.
All right.
And anything else we need to know about tonight, Nicole?
No, just watch and have fun, and I'll see you all there.
How many outfit changes are you going to go through tonight?
Good question.
I really only want to watch and see what you wear. So
there's definitely a lot. We haven't decided yet, but there's at least 8.
Oh, cool.
If you don't know about a lot, you do know a lot about fashion. Real quick before we let you go, what's the hottest trend that we should be preparing for the fall and winter, and what trend needs to go away?
You know what? I actually try and encourage my customers to not focus on on trends. Mm-hmm. The reason I got into designing really was to just, it's called House of Harlow 1960. And it's kind of a nod to the 60s and the 70s. And really the biggest part of what I love about that time is that, you know, there were no trends and there were no rules. And you were dressing for your expression. And, you know, you were using it as a platform to really show who you are and kind of be an artist and be creative. And that's the fun part about fashion. And so, you know, I think that trends can be extremely limiting, and there's so many different types of women, so many different types of bodies and personalities, and you really have to dress for what makes you feel in line with who you are.
What about jorts, Nicole? Because I just turned 30, and a lot of people tell me I shouldn't wear jorts after the age of 30.
What the F are jorts?
Jean shorts.
Daisy Dukes.
Okay, didn't know, by the way, jorts, who knew?
Yeah, we just taught you
something. I wear jean shorts.
I know, and you look great in them, see?
And you're over 30 now, right?
I'm 33.
There you go, Jenna. There's your fashion icon right there.
Yeah, Jenna.
I'm thinking about wearing just baby oil on my butt and taking a picture of it.
Now that is trendy, and I might copy you on that. Yeah.
Nicole Richie, host of VH1's You Oughta Know, live in concert tonight. Make sure you watch her. Go online. Go to VH1 and watch
it
there.
Check out her AOL webisodes, too. Candidly, Nicole.
Looking good, girl.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Nicole Richie.
Yay.
Bye, Nicole. Oh, you know what that sound means? That sound means it's time to win a trip a day to Universal Orlando Resort, and you'll get out there thanks to Southwest Airlines. But first, you got to play 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort. We're looking for call number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play next.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it's time for trip a day. We're playing 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort. We asked for caller, I believe, 17.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the numbers I ask for sometimes.
That's okay, that's it.
But they don't forget in the back. Ashley Fontenot is on the phone with us. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Ashley.
I'm married. I have 3 children. I work for a pediatric doctor's office.
Nice.
Oh, does that mean you get free doctors?
Well... In some ways.
Always a perk.
You get great advice is what
we
you probably
get. Free t-shirts, you get free medical advice.
There you go.
There you go.
I like the t-shirts better. Whatever.
You can look up medical advice on the internet.
Yeah, med.com or whatever. Ashley, do you know how to play 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort?
I sure do.
Good. I'm still going to explain it just in case people want to find out. I'm going to give you an audio clue. After that audio clue, you will receive 3 verbal clues. Once those are up, you will have 6 seconds to guess what celebrity that is, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready to play 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort, Ashley?
I sure am.
All right, let's play. Here's your clip.
I was in such bad condition, and I look behind me while I'm puking, and Miley Cyrus is there, like, get it together.
You feel good about the audio clue?
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to give you the clues now. Coldplay, Mystique, Katniss. Your 6 seconds start now.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Boom!
Yes, it is.
Yeah, buddy.
Ashley Fontenot, you just guessed the correct celebrity. Kelly, tell her what she has won.
Oh, you have won a trip to Universal Orlando Resort. That gets you admission to Universal Studios Florida, Universal's Islands of Adventure, and Wet n' Wild Orlando Water Park.
Dang.
You're going to be getting tickets to Blue Man Group when you're there, staying 3 nights at the Hard Rock. And thank you, Southwest Airlines, for flying you there, Ashley.
Ashley,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm so excited.
We're excited for you.
Which one of your 3 kids are you going to take?
That's going to be tough.
I have no idea. My husband's going to have to, I don't know. I have a lot of people that are going to try to fight for that spot.
Hey, that's a first world problem. Who gets to go with me on my free trip, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, congratulations, Ashley.
Thank
now,
y'all.
Make sure you take tons of pictures for us, Ashley.
I sure will.
All right, hold on for us.
Now, a lot of people trying to get through, and it's really hard. It's hard to get through on our phone lines.
I know.
We're happy so many people want to play, but there's good news for you. There's a bonus chance to win on KidNation.com. So if you knew that answer, all you have to do is go to KidNation.com, enter it, and you'll have a chance to win a trip to Universal Orlando Resort. We'll give that away at the end of the contest.
There you go. And also at KidNation.com, you could still vote for your favorite song from
The voice factor.
Yeah, you could still get your last second votes in.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
Why, Kelly?
I didn't know they were still voting. I thought it ended at midnight for some reason.
It's all good. You had a great performance yesterday.
I would have done a last minute push asking for, you know, people to vote for me.
You would have? No, you're fine. Right. You did all right.
I think you'll be all right.
Why you got to do that to your boy? Yeah.
I just said I think she'll be all right. I mean,
what about me? What if I feel?
You might want to go ahead and give a last push. Yeah.
But like, what does it matter? You know what I mean? For you, like, at this point.
It's third or fourth place.
What does it matter, Jenna?
It's the difference between last place.
We've already lost.
Yeah, we're already in the loser's bracket.
We're in the loser's bracket. It's just who lost worse.
I always hated that. I mean, I always hated playing soccer games when we're playing
for last place.
Yeah.
It's like you almost don't want to try, but we had to try. Has nothing to do Thanks, Shannon. With all of his sinning. That's fine.
Content.
Maybe I should have done the bed. Every month he'd have you know? A brand
new what do you mean?
The big?
Maybe because it feels so naked.
You said the music bed.
Yeah, the music bed.
I said bed.
Yeah, the bed. All right. The gal is on a break from Dr. And that's Kelly's song.
No, not on break. Is.
It don't count if he cheats, but it's a sin.
No, just
did you get in trouble for that, Al?
No.
Be honest.
No, I didn't.
Be honest.
She didn't hear it.
Dr. Girlfriend.
She doesn't know you guys are on a break.
We're not on a break.
Do menage a three. Yeah, I love that line.
The whole day I was thinking of how she handled that. Big Al's on a break.
You know, it was just a hypothetical. It was all
a lot of creative license.
Artistic creative license. If he was on a break with Dr. Girlfriend.
There was no if in the song, Kelly.
This is the possible scenario that would have played out.
We have not been on break. I'm proud to say we have not been on break one single time in over 2 years.
Maybe that break will continue next week when we go on Kids, Big Al.
No break.
Yeah. Can you guys believe we're already going on the Kids trip a week from tomorrow?
From today. Today's Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. It is today.
It's today.
I thought today was Wednesday.
No,
today is Thursday.
A week from today.
We're very excited. Southwest Airlines, again, graciously taking a plane load of kids to Disney World.
61 kids this year.
61 kids. One of our families has two kids in the family.
Yeah.
See that a lot with certain, you know, traits that, you know, genetic factors that are passed along through the bloodlines. But we're so excited. It's the biggest trip we've ever taken.
I believe it's the 20th trip this charity has gotten to take to Disney World itself.
20th-ish.
No, it'd be more than that.
It started.
This is my 20th year, and it would have been my 21st if I hadn't had Emma Kelly. And
right.
I know they went
right.
at least a year. This is the most confusing thing.
Well, that's what I've been told.
Yeah, they're wrong. They're telling you wrong. But
maybe.
I guess I shouldn't worry about facts.
Yeah.
All right.
It makes it sound cool.
20 is a lot. 20, 21, 22. Let's meet some of the kids because we do this all on your donations. You're going to be able to tune in and see exactly where your money's going, putting smiles on these kids' faces. Like German. He's 5.
Yeah.
He wants to ride the Peter Pan ride with any of us. He's not being picky.
He I like that.
Any of us. His favorite character is Hercules because of his strength.
Hercules.
He wants to be that strong one day. German wants to be a police officer when he grows up because he loves to be the good guy who defeats robbers and protects everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. German.
We're introducing you to the kids, or some of them that are going to be going on this year's trip.
Yeah.
By the way, you'll see all the pictures and the videos at kidskids.com when we're on this trip.
These are terminally and chronically ill children, and we're taking their brothers and sisters and mamas and dads.
Yeah, the whole family gets to go. That way they have memories that can last a lifetime.
Yep.
Going on the trip also is Jalen, 9 years old. Her favorite Disney character is Belle because she's pretty and she's sweet and she's kind. She has a big heart and she's like the Beast. She wants to ride the test track with Big Al Mack.
Okay, cool.
That's that cool.
I'm down with that.
The car's there.
I'll teach her how to drive a stick.
And she wants to be a baker when she grows up.
Oh, a baker.
Yeah,
cool.
Cupcakes.
Okay. Bobby is also going. Bobby is 7. Bobby's a girl. She would like to ride Dumbo with Kelly because she thinks Kelly is so cool.
Aww.
And also, you know, you have a daughter that's her age. So
I can handle Dumbo all day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You put down teacups, I might have to question my loyalty to the Kids program.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I will definitely do Dumbo with you. And this is Miracle. She's 10.
Okay.
And Miracle loves Minnie Mouse because she wears a lot of pink.
Okay.
But she also likes Pluto because, hey, she likes dogs and Pluto.
I love Pluto.
Pluto's a dog.
I like dogs, too.
She really wants to ride Space Mountain. Who's going to do the Space Mountain?
Oh, I'll do that all day.
Yeah.
That's a roller coaster in the dark. Jenna, it's in the dark, so you don't know what's coming.
I don't think I've done it.
You haven't done it?
It's really fun.
Oh,
and Miracle thinks the most exciting part about going on the trip is to meet other families, and that's what's really important about Kids. A lot of times, you know, when you're going through something and you feel like you're the only one, that's the way a lot of these kids feel.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in my class that has a tube in my arm. I'm the only one in my class who doesn't have hair. And they go on this trip, and there's not just one or two other kids like them. There's a plane load full of kids just like them.
Right.
They get to share stories. Some of these families bond for life.
They become friends. You see them in hospitals.
Their parents share stories.
And they're not odd. They're not odd.
No.
They're norm for them. This is the first normal trip they ever get to experience because there's so many people just like them.
For some of them, it's the first trip they've taken, period, because they spend all their money and their savings on hospital visits and surgeries and medicine.
And just traveling to the hospital is like a journey, you know. It could be a 5-6 hour drive just to get from your hometown, if you live in some of these smaller towns, to get to a bigger hospital that's equipped to deal with your situation.
And we have a little moving hospital when we go on this trip as well. We have nurses that volunteer their time. We have doctors volunteering their time. It's going to be great. A week from today, we take off.
Again, I heard from a lady last night that said, I can't listen when you do the shows from Disney World. I'm like, please listen.
Yeah.
I said, it's not a sad thing to listen to on the radio. It is joyful. These kids, you know, of course, we have some heartfelt stories that are shared. We want you to get to know the families and express how much this trip means to them.
Mm-hmm.
But please listen. You know, come on. Everybody needs a little good cry every
We're at the happiest place on Earth. Come on.
It's the happiest place on Earth. It's going to be a happy couple of shows we're going to do live from Disney World next week.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
It's time for the results.
You nervous, dog?
No.
Not really?
I mean, it's the loser's bracket. But there's nothing I can do now, Al.
Bragging rights that you came in third.
Yeah, there's no bragging to do with it. This is just not to come in last place.
That's all that matters. And, you know, back in the day, All that mattered in any of our competitions was not, it wasn't about winning.
Mm-mm.
It was about not losing. Because the loser always had to get punished.
Right.
Yeah, it still is.
There's always some price to pay.
I can't wait to hear what the punishment is.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
we didn't say punishment because Kelly didn't want punishment.
No punishment.
Not knowing that she would not, or maybe she might. I don't know.
I never liked punishments. It just made me grumpy.
But it makes it more fun.
Why? I think that in this scenario, it should be just like the other singing competitions and you sing, you know, your way off.
As you're crying.
You have to. I mean, American Idol does it. Okay, it's like, this is the last thing I want to do right now.
Right.
I'm getting kicked off the show.
I can't sing myself off if I lose because I didn't bring my guitar.
I'm sure we can find
it. Or we should at least make the loser watch the montage of all the happy times they shared until they got
the loser must leave the show for the rest of the day.
To watch that montage, it's awful.
I know.
All right. Mikey,
producer Mike.
I heard you have the results.
That's right. Kid Nation stepped up big, voted online. We tallied over 25,400 votes.
We're averaging 20-something thousand votes.
Nice.
The topic was about Big Al's relationship. Kelly did a Kenny Chesney song. JC went out on a limb, sang his own song.
From the heart.
You choked, but it was a
say
song.
Something.
Say something.
Great say something, yeah.
Yeah.
He played it with his guitar.
But it was a song.
Losing this round and finishing in fourth place overall in the Voice Factor Idol competition with 24% of the votes is JC.
Hey! That means I came in third.
Yeah, you came in third.
Yes!
Kelly wins with 76% of the vote.
Well done, Kelly.
I came in third.
So far, country music has been killing this competition.
I learned my lesson quickly.
Anybody surprised JC got that many?
That's why you got to kick a man when he's down.
What percent did you have the first week?
What's that?
What percent of the votes did
you have? Oh, that was bad. I don't remember.
What was that, Mike?
I don't remember.
Like 9?
Yeah, not a lot.
total.
It's an improvement.
I've learned that my parody songs are better when they're produced.
Mm-hmm.
I do much better in that scenario.
Live is just, man, there's no net. I mean, it's live. Yeah.
Don't you guys have a trophy for this?
No.
Yeah, where's the trophy?
Horse's butt? For me?
The dead ass last.
I guess I'll take it. That's fine work.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
I'm going to be like, Big Al's giving
up on his pimping. Here I am with the dead ass last trophy.
We don't say that word on the radio.
First and foremost, I want to thank the man upstairs.
You know,
without him, this could not be possible.
You're saying with the Lord, you're a loser?
Are you talking about the VHA people that are upstairs in our building?
No. I'm talking about the VHA people upstairs.
Okay, all right.
You know, I want to thank my fans who voted for me, all 24% of you. I also want to thank my coworkers.
All 24%.
For what? What did we do?
I didn't do anything.
You know, just for being there for me.
I did nothing.
Thank you for being better than I am.
I did
nothing. I also want to thank my wife for not mentioning my failures when I go home.
She just acts like it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. She's so nice.
Maybe she's really not listening anymore.
I want to also thank my kids for not understanding
this is like the longest...
what I do.
For not understanding?
Yeah. Jenna, do I interrupt your speeches?
Well, next week is our speech. Or, well, somebody's speech.
You know, I'm going to come back way weaker than I was this time. Next time we do the competition.
Weaker.
So, till that time comes, thank you.
All right.
See, this is what sucks about him losing. He's going to make us do this again.
Yeah, that's...
Make us play until you win.
That's the crowd.
I know, it's not.
That's the crowd.
Thank you.
I didn't know whether to play clapping or booing or...
Of course you clap. It was an award.
I'm sorry.
I got the dead ass last trophy, at least the trophy.
That's the Craddock way, Jenna. I used to play kid and pool all the time. He'd always beat me.
Yeah.
And then finally, one time, I had a flight to catch, but we were playing pool, having a beer, and I beat him. I finally, after years, I beat him playing pool. I said, I got to go. I'm going to get on that plane. It's going to be a great flight. He said, no. You come back here, big guy. We're going to play one more game.
Uh-huh.
And I had to sit there and play my ball.
Yeah.
I had to sit there and play one more time. And, of course, he school me.
Did you let him win because you had to catch the flight?
You know what? I wish I could say I did.
No, he lost.
Such a cool story. No, he beat me again.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. Thank you. Congratulations, right. Kelly. Next week, it's Big Al Mac versus Jenna.
I should say thank you to everybody that voted.
Yeah.
Because third place feels better than fourth.
And of course,
thank you.
And a thank you to Al for giving us all the content.
Yeah.
Yeah
right?
Yeah.
Welcome.
But thank you for taking a break from your girlfriend and hooking up with all those ladies.
Thank you, Al, for being a womanizer.
Yeah.
Not taking a break. At all. No womanizing. That was the old Al. This is the new Al.
Okay.
This is the tired Al.
It's tired Al. That's
tired
what it is.
Tired Al. Tired and cold.
All right, so yesterday we did a...
Me and Kelly sitting over here. If you watch a kid TV...
You gave me an idea. I wanted a hoodie up, too.
If you watch a kid TV right now, you see Kelly and I, it's probably 40 degrees in our studio.
What's that song?
First
got
world
a hoodie
problems.
On and a hat low.
Dude.
Say it ain't so.
Oh, Free Soul.
So.
Free Soul.
Yeah.
Free Soul, Justin Timberlake's
band.
Hoodie on and a hat low. So Kelly and I put our hoodies up on our heads, and we are sitting here. I got gloves. I'm putting my gloves.
I gotta turn my heated blanket down.
Are you done talking about your coldness? You know there's people working outside right now.
You know what?
Sorry about that.
It's warmer outside than it is.
No, it is not, Kelly. No, it is not. It's a nice 68 in here.
Whatever.
Yeah. You see, I really don't like when you say 68. Can you not say that anymore?
You want him to ban 68 from the show?
The word 68 is banned.
We did something yesterday on the show. We asked, because there was a Chick-fil-A manager that was so tired of slang being used around, you know, the workplace, that he banned words from the workplace. It's
and
not
it was
the
like,
company's policy.
No, it was just him.
A lone manager that said, this is a professional work environment. Act professional. And I applaud him for that.
And it was an extensive list. There was a lot of words that were banned at that place.
A lot.
Cause. Bay on fleek.
Bam.
He got a little.
0 to 100.
0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, I think he got started and just got on the roll and couldn't stop. Yeah.
So we brought this over to our show and we took some calls on words we should ban on the show. And it turned into Jenna words.
It was so funny because we only had a minute to do on the air, so I went on my Facebook page, and then people just started, like, venting.
Yeah.
They didn't want words banned. I don't like the way Jenna says R.
Yeah.
So we decided.
So far yesterday, I'm not allowed to say girl.
It was so funny.
Yep,
and then JC pronounced a word somebody didn't like.
What is it?
I don't remember.
Then it just turned into whatever y'all don't like.
Yeah, so we'll continue this.
And they were like, I don't like this word and that word. It's like, we never use that word, but it's just a pet peeve, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like Kate says, Kelly cannot say no. You can't say no anymore.
Well, that's like the whole fiber of my being.
Yeah.
You got to say yes once in a while.
Kelly doesn't say
that's
yes.
Not the, but that's, okay.
Okay, so
no.
You...
No, not going
to
do
not
it.
I'm not going to make out with one of you. I have fully resigned myself to the fact that I'm going to do every man a favor. I'm done. I'm not doing it, so you win.
No.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
What's another alternative for the word no? Negative.
I'll think about it.
Negative.
Oh, yeah. No, negative Ghost Rider?
No, it's just easy.
Yeah, that's not going to be able to be done.
Torina, JC, you're not going to like this one.
What?
Torina thinks crazy Mexican, the expression, should be banned. My 8-year-old.
He's a crazy Mexican.
Her 8-year-old thinks all Mexicans are crazy now.
We are.
Melissa thinks it's time to drop the psycho from Psycho Shannon's name. She used to be Psycho, but now she's just awesome, so call her Awesome Shannon.
Oh, no. She's still Psycho.
Shannon, how do you feel about Awesome Shannon?
I think that's awesome.
See, you can hear the psycho in her voice. You're wrong, Melissa.
Yeah, we can't.
Kelly, you're not going to like this.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer wants us to drop Geek It from the phone number.
Oh, why?
Yeah, well, Kid was trying to find another way to remind people because he thought 1-800... Wait, 1-800...
What's our phone number?
543-3548.
That's not my line.
No, oh, you should know our phone number.
Well, he's like, how do you get people to remember 1-800-543-3548? It doesn't, he's like, so we have to have it spell something. Well, so he'd say 1-800-KID-LIVE, but that's really not technically true. It's 1-800-KIDDLIV.
Live.
So it's really kid live. But how do you spell live? L-I-V-E.
Yeah, people.
Unless you clarify it's live Tyler live and not live right. your life. Very confusing. So he sat there one day and he played with all the letters on the phone and he came up with Geek It. So I say 1-800-5-GEEK-IT because kid thought that would help people to remember what the phone number was.
I'm sure there's a website we could plug it in that'll do that for us now.
So really, it's just an homage to Kid Craddock.
See there.
So we can't stop that.
I will if enough people are annoyed by it.
And the back room thinks Geek It is the best one, so production says it stays.
Well, all the geeks in the back room love it.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Anthony, what word should we ban on the show? Word or phrase?
Let's go ahead and ban Jenna's phrase, this milk ain't free.
Wow, it's just been a week.
She just started it.
Why? Look at Jenna's face.
That's her catchphrase.
She just picked her own catchphrase 3 days ago.
Anthony, this milk ain't free.
In all fairness, I've said it like twice. Why do you want me to ban it?
I think Anthony's being funny.
That's funny.
That's where Anthony would have gone. You know, no, I'm not.
It just reminded me how much I love it.
Yeah. You want to tell Anthony something, Jenna?
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
Are you single?
No, I'm not. I'm actually happily married.
Can you say yes?
What?
Yes. No. Yes.
Jenna needs a yes.
I was just curious. I don't care anyways.
Jenna wanted to throw the catchphrase out there, but he's not single, so it's not going to work.
Yeah.
No worries. Okay. All right.
We'll try again another time, Anthony.
This milk ain't free. Okay.
Yeah. So far, it's continued to go. We'll go with Shannon. Phrases or words we should ban from the show. Go ahead, Shannon.
Dr. Girlfriend. I wanted to be chopped up, blown up, put in a Vitamix, and thrown away.
You don't like the nickname for her, or you want her to go away?
No, I want the name to go away. My daughter plagues me, and she's actually belting me right now with snow gear because she's embarrassed. Chases me around the house and says, Dr. Girlfriend.
Dr. Girlfriend!
She does it exactly like that.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Don't worry, because based on Kelly's song, this will turn into this.
Dr. X-Girlfriend.
Do you have an alternative that we should call her then if you don't like that nickname?
No, it's not the nickname. The nickname doesn't bother me. It's that little sound bit.
Oh, the clip.
Sounder. Okay, so you want that... The sound effect with the guy, the guy, cartoon guy saying it. Okay,
Dr.
I get
Girlfriend.
It.
Girlfriend.
Okay, quit it, JC. She just said please.
I needed to get one last one out of it. We paid 50 cents for it.
I'll give you $1.
Ooh. Oh, you made a profit.
That's 100% profit
right there. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Spent 50.
That's great marginal gain.
Are we actually going to listen to these? We could make our own sounder for that if it bothers her that much.
Dr. Girlfriend. Say that and put it on there for me, please. Do you like that one better?
We'll all record one.
Is that better? Dr. Girlfriend. Dr. Girlfriend.
Jenny with a G wants me to stop saying, how would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, really?
Jenny,
come on.
Danielle agrees with Jenny.
I bet she's not the only one.
Danielle, you hate the butt question?
I hate that because Kim's butt is fake. She's had nothing but... fat transfers, it's obvious. You don't have thighs that thin and a butt that big.
Well, it don't
work like that.
Al, don't. Kim, it's the easy joke.
Danielle.
Yes.
How would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Better, because it's real.
There you go.
Watch it.
Good answer.
Oh, better question.
Genetics.
How would you compare yourself to Kim Kardashian's oily butt?
That's an embarrassing question. I wish you wouldn't ask that anymore either, Al.
I like that question.
It's not that embarrassing.
Yes. Well, if the listeners, they don't like it, are you going to do it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the point of even having this bit if you're going to continue doing it?
We're trying.
Speaking of butts, Chrissy says, no more hump day.
Kelly and
I haven't said that for a while.
I'm sorry. Hump day stays. Okay.
You can't just dismiss what the listeners are saying. If you have enough people telling you it's annoying, you need to listen.
We have veto, Kelly. We have veto power.
Who gave you veto? veto power.
I won the thing we did last week.
But you've already
the political
said.
Campaign.
My veto gave me veto power.
President up in this house.
Yeah.
And I appointed Al of Secretary of Defense.
You have to give them something. If they're asking for something, we have to give them at least
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's making okay. you kind of this dictator because now you've said no to right. crazy Mexican. Right, so why even ask?
Why even ask if we're not going to listen to them?
If we don't ban what you want us to ban, we'll give you 250 bonus points.
I like that, Al.
That's fair.
I mean, it's not easy to get bonus points, Kyle.
Yeah. They were complaining about the 1-800-5-GEEK-IT. Here's some alternatives. You guys like any of these? Let me know.
Okay.
1-800-LIED-KIT.
No.
No.
It's too hard.
1-800-LIFE-LIT.
No.
No.
LIFE-KIT.
No.
1-800-5-HEAL-IT.
Heal it.
Heal it.
Heal it like the heal on your
mic. H-E-E-L.
Body part.
1-800-5-I-DELI-8.
I like that one.
I deli 8.
Yeah.
There's no combination.
It's like
the best one.
Deli and 8. Like you ate.
No.
The number 8. All right. We don't like them, Mike.
Sorry. Thanks.
Go keep trying, please.
Yep.
I mean, I'll drop. If enough people hate it and they think they've got it with Kid Live, I will drop it. See, I am a team player.
Yes, you are. That's what I've always said about you. Kelly's the team player.
Okay. We got a couple more. Joanne, you think Al should drop some?
Uh-oh.
The two I don't like is actually, JC, when you say bad boy and refer to things as bad boy, and now Al started to chime in, and I don't like it when Al says baby girl.
Oh, baby girl.
Oh, sugar pie, I'm sorry. When do we say bad boy?
Bad boy.
Can you give us an example?
I do. Oh, I'll try not to say it.
People are really maybe harping on the stuff. Boy and girl stuff.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You mean when I say that bad boy right there, like when I'm talking about inanimate objects too, right?
Yes.
I do say that. I do say that a lot.
Okay. I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for that bad boy there.
And a lot of times it doesn't really pertain to what you're referring to as the bad boy.
Yeah, makes no sense.
You know, these bad boys right here don't like doing that.
What you going to do?
All right, I'll try not to do it, Joanne. I understand that one. I can see how it's annoying.
And she just wants you to quit creeping on girls, basically, Al, is what she's saying in a nice way.
Ooh, we have one for Kelly right here. Okay. Jennifer, what's up?
I want Kelly to stop getting mad whenever somebody makes poop or the restroom sound.
I cannot. See, you're standing alone on that. It is. I've had so many people. It's disgusting. Seriously.
I have never once heard you not get mad at even the smallest sound of that.
Because it's disgusting. Seriously, JC, now I'm serious.
Kelly, you said it. It was out of your mouth. You said, we have to listen to what the listener wants.
But take a poll right now. Who doesn't want to hear it compared to who does? JC, seriously, you play it one more time, I'm leaving this room. And I'm serious. I'm not even joking.
Play it one more time, and I'm leaving
for the rest of this break.
Do it, JC.
You take that power.
Do it, JC. Do it.
Oh. Ah! There you go.
It's okay. We got to go to break anyway.
She goes, see, the topic doesn't bother me, but I don't like the noises either.
Bye, Kelly.
It's just the sound effect. Jennifer wanted it.
Bye, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, what's coming up in the Showbiz Top 5?
Oh, this is my chance.
The raspberry has left the building.
Showbiz Top 5. Coming up next, if we can get Kelly back in the studio.
I think she'll come back in the studio.
One more time, Disney. One more time.
Just because you're asking.
Stop it, you guys.
Okay, we'll be back.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Pete Wentz is on because Fall Out Boy is back together. All right. And they have a new single. It's called Centuries.
Fall Out's back. All right.
Hey, Pete Wentz.
They probably don't like that. They probably don't like that.
Kid. So dorky.
Did you like that intro, Pete?
Yeah, it was good. I like it. Yeah.
We're excited you guys are
back
together.
I did like my paper in college was compare and contrast Fall Out Boy, Backstreet Boys. Discuss.
I don't care about that. That's good. I like Backstreet
Who was your
Boys.
Favorite Backstreet Boy, Pete?
Who was my favorite Backstreet Boy?
Sure.
I don't know. Can you name one? You know what? I actually AJ, was he one?
Yeah, he was.
AJ McLean. He was the bad boy.
Yeah, I hung out with him a couple times, and he was nice. Every one of them, those guys I met were all nice. So.
That's right. You can be in a band and not be a jerk, right? I mean, nobody in our experience dealing with you, I mean, we've never had a jerky experience with you guys, and you're big rock stars.
I guess, on the flip side of it, I guess everybody has, like, jerky moments, like everyone in life does. Like, you know, I'll be getting coffee, and I'm like, oh, the barista's probably having, like, a bad day today or whatever. He's probably not a bad guy. I feel like guys in bands have that sometimes, too.
Did you have a moment when you recognized, okay, I am being a jerk?
And
you were, like, the height of the rock star fame, and I'm like, I cannot even believe I'm asking for white roses in my dressing room. Just something like that.
I had a moment where, which I feel like I can freely admit, like where other people's time didn't feel, it wasn't important to me, you know? Mm-hmm. So like I was late places constantly and that kind of stuff. Because I just didn't really think about how, like, if you're late to a TV show, like the boom operator, everybody there is, you're making them all late, you mm-hmm. know? And then when you get there, everyone's nice to you, but you're like, because after working as a host from a couple TV shows, I'm like, oh yeah, like everybody there like hates you basically. Right. Everyone's nice to you, but like no one's stoked, you know? I mean, I think it's important to realize that like everybody's, you know, everybody's got their like a life or whatever, and you got to try to respect all that, you know?
Well, not to open up any wounds, Pete, but you were 2 minutes late to our interview.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
2 minutes, buddy. Oh,
and it also says that you're not allowed to be photographed from the left side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that being said, I live my life with no assistant or anybody, like, telling me when to do what. So, like, I was like, oh, I got an interview today. I set my alarm, and I was 2 minutes late. So,
nice.
I need to slowly get better.
Are you at the house right now, Pete?
I'm in my house right now, yeah.
Now, Kelly, you're going to be excited about this because Pete has been a bit of a band hoochie lately. you filled in with Cobra Starship.
I went and hung out with them and kind of goofed around with them, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, Pete, I know this is, everybody knows how I feel about Gabe Saporta, so that's why JC's bringing this up.
I think Pete remembers because...
Does everybody know?
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows, even his wife.
Yeah, did Gabe mention Kelly at all?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure I'm top of mind.
You know, I feel like he had a confession he wanted to make. He didn't say anything. Yeah. He didn't tell me what it was, but I feel like it was on the tip of the tongue.
You two are, like, obscenely close, though. I still can't believe you got a tattoo. I mean, that's like...
I can't either. Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
Seriously, what were you... I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, it was funny at the time, but I'm backing out. He lost a bet to Gabe, and I don't even know what the bet was. I don't remember, Pete. Do you?
Yeah, the bet was, well, I basically told him that if his song, Good Girls Go Bad, sold a million copies, I would let him pick a tattoo on me. And, of course, Gabe picks a tattoo of himself as, like, a 14-year-old.
and you did it. You did it.
He's a man. Pete is a dude. When dudes
That's
make bets, we go through.
Funny story.
Gabe's an interesting guy. He's just, like, just when you think he... I don't know, like, you know, like just when you think he can't get any worse as far as, like, he's just, like, a Red Bull vodka monster, mm-hmm. then, like, he's, like, the nicest, sweetest guy. He's got, like, a lot of Eddie Haskell in him. Like, he, like, always, like, mm-hmm. says hi to my mom, you know, and he's, like, Mrs. Wentz and all this stuff. I'm, like, who is this person, you know? But, like at the toughest times of my life, like, Gabe has been there. So he's, like, a good guy.
Yeah,
I love him, and I don't think I need to say that again.
No.
But there was, like, a period, like, maybe this was during the rough time when Fall Out Boy kind of went their separate ways for a while. Was there ever a danger of y'all not coming back together again, or was that always the plan?
For me, personally, I don't think I, like, really wanted to take a break. You know, like, I wasn't, like, it's like, whatever you do, if you're passionate about it, it becomes part of your identity, you know, and, like, mm-hmm. removing that is tough, you know, or whatever. But then once I did, and I was just kind of like, I was like, I'm just going to go and try to be a normal adult and kind of process what the last 15 years of my life or 10 years of my life has been. And, you know, I would just go to, you know, take my kid to preschool and get coffee and do my own laundry and stuff like that. I didn't think that I wanted to do, I didn't personally think I wanted to do it again, because I feel like when I figured out how to be happy without it, I was like, thought that that would maybe get in the way of that kind of happiness, you know, yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
It really needed to be, like, something, like, compelling and interesting for me to want to do it again. Like, I was, like, not too interested in, you know, getting on, like, the churro circuit and playing, like, old hits or whatever.
Well, it does feel like a new band because Patrick Stump looks completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Do you ever look
together.
Over sometimes and I'm like, who is that?
Who's
oh,
that
Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, I think he, like... you know, we have a lot of fans that come up and they're like, oh, my God, like, it's so inspiring because you, like, did it because you wanted to get healthy, you know, or whatever. And I think that was, like, the primary drive behind it. But then, like, changing how you look and getting confidence is, like the secondary things that come along with that. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's like Patrick came out of the show that he used to be in, you know, when we saw him after he lost all the weight, and it's like new Patrick. He's out
new and improved.
Kind of. Yeah. New Patrick smell.
Kind of. It's like, it's an interesting thing because he was always like that
with you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's not new, like nothing was new or different, but I think that he became, more extroverted. It was interesting because like during the break, I became more introverted and he became more extroverted. It was like an interesting
weird
swap, but cool.
Is it true that he's going to be in the Magic Mike sequel?
You know, I didn't even know there was a Magic Mike sequel, but I think there might be a spinoff with him and Gabe.
Well, I would be first in line at the box office.
Yeah, you will.
Where do we go buy Centuries, Pete?
You should be able to get it on iTunes or head over to our website to get it.
Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy, thank you so much for joining us, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Pete.
We'll see you soon.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.